Hi, welcome back to my podcast. This is Lena, English A1, English with Lena. Remember that you can enroll in my one-to-one lessons. Send me an email or leave me a message. You can find me on Facebook as English A1. You can find me on TikTok as English with Lena. You can book a trial lesson for free so that you can find out a lot more about the dynamics of my lessons and my communicative approach methodology. Today's podcast is dedicated to two very important people in my life. Although they are physically gone, I know that they are present in spirit, and they always accompany me every single day. This podcast is dedicated to the two grandmothers that I had. Although not both of them were my mom's mothers, they were related. One of them was actually my mother's mother, and the other one was my grandmother's sister, whom I called my second granny as well. And I want to dedicate this podcast to them because I had the privilege to have raised by them, because my grandmother helped my parents raise me and my siblings because my mother and father had to work every single day. I had the honor to have been raised, educated by my grandmother. And I am eternally grateful for that. My grandmother molded my personality somehow as a kid and a teenager. And I will name them. I will mention their names. My mother's mother's name was Dalila, and Dalila's sister was Enedina, whom I called Nene or Granny Nene. Both of them were the oldest people in the family. Although they were not that old when I was a child and a teenager, of course. But they were these very strong women, very dedicated, very powerful, very decisive. And hardworking women that always had something to teach us. What made my grandmothers special was their attitude, their courage, their resilience. Back in the day, they must have had very hard childhoods, I have to say. Women back in the 1940s, 30s, were not granted the right to education. They were supposed to stay at home and serve. And that's the kind of life they did have when they were kids. But decades later, when they were brought to the capital city by my mother, their lives changed. My grandmother, Dalila, was a very special woman to me because she taught me to be generous, to be kind, to be gentle, to share. And that is one of the biggest qualities that I have. Because of her, I learned to empathize with people. I learned to put myself in other people's shoes and understand what they go through. I have so many anecdotes with my grandmother. She was a very sweet, kind woman. She always liked to serve and help people. And one of the biggest lessons that I learned from her is something that is contained in one of the passages of the Bible. I do not remember the exact words written in the Bible, but I know that whenever you find a thirsty person or hungry person, feed them. Hand them a glass of water. If you see them barefoot, shoe them. If you see them naked, clothe them. And it's something that was hammered into my mind when I was a kid. And that is one of the things that molded my personality. I cannot turn my back when I see someone who needs my help. And that is something that I learned from my grandmother, Dalila. Dalila's sister, Anadina, my granny Nene, wow, she was the person that everyone had fun with because she engaged in really interesting conversations. She had wonderful stories to tell. And one of them was that she had met one of the presidents of Peru back in the 1960s. When she was young, she lived in Cajamarca City. And this president used to go to that city very often and stayed in her house because my granny owned a house that had a restaurant, and it was like a posada, which was this type of place where foreigners spent the night. That's how they met, and they became friends. She even got a letter written by the president. I won't say the name of the president, of course. Granny Nene was just this brave person. Unfortunately, she had an accident that didn't enable her to walk again. I remember that I became a sort of physical therapist for her. Because in fact, I did help her with some of the therapies that she had to undergo by lifting heavy bags of sand with her legs so that she could strengthen her hips and muscles. I remember every afternoon after school, I would help her walk around the block, taking baby steps very slowly. Miraculously, after a few months, she was able to walk again. That was such an example of perseverance and resilience. These two women represented the strongest figures in our family. And I know that they are here with me. And they'll be with me beyond.